An international collective of electronic DJs and composers is taking their beats out of the dance club and into jungles and forests. It's all to help save nature's greatest singers, birds. Catalina Maria Johnson has the story of a Guide to the Birdsong project.
Robin Perkins is a 33-year-old DJ, composer, and producer originally from Glassop, England. He goes by the name El Búho, Spanish for the owl. Perkins produced his first project in 2015, A Guide to the Birdsong of South America.
The whole project was born out of this idea of taking the songs of endangered birds and challenging musicians to make a piece of music from them. So trying to marry these worlds of activism, of conservation, birdsong, and electronic music.
Perkins invited artists from each of the endangered or threatened birds' homelands to build their own songs around the bird song.
The beautiful thing about electronic music is that it opens up this whole toolbox of things that you couldn't otherwise do, right? So you can take a sample of a bird song and do 5 million things to it. You can turn it into an instrument itself. You can reverse it, you can add effects, you can sample it.
Perkins has just finished the second project, A Guide to the Birdsong of Mexico, Central America, and the Caribbean. One of the musicians who responded to his call is Nicaraguan sonic artist Tamara Montenegro. She chose the turquoise-browed matmat, or guardabarranco.
To me, it was a very clear choice. As a child, I would see this bird freely flying around and meeting his partner. They travel in pairs most of the time in my backyard for sunsets. It was a beautiful, mystical moment every day.
The guardabarranco is threatened by loss of habitat, primarily due to deforestation. It's also Nicaragua's national bird.
This bird represents a lot of symbology in my area of the world because it represents freedom, and these Central American countries have been striving for political, social, economic freedom for a long time.
The idea of freedom was also part of the impetus for Al Obando's choice. Obando is a member of the renowned Garífuna Collective that also includes musicians from Guatemala, Honduras, and Nicaragua. For the collective's contribution to the album, Obando chose the endangered black catbird. Like the guardabarranco, the black catbird's freedom is threatened by loss of habitat. Obando feels his people have a special kinship with the catbird and its struggle for survival.
Like, just imagining us coming all the way from the coast of West Africa into the Caribbean, ending up in Belize and still continuing the struggle and trying to be part of what the world is today.
Obando also happens to be a devoted birder. He even convinced the band to add a technical writer to its contracts when the musicians perform at festivals.
So we say, you know what, we should just add it on and just put it there just for fun. You know, some of us in the collective are avid birders, and if there's anybody at a festival who'd like to go birding, we would love to go birding with them, or if they would know some places, some hot spots, you know, we could check out some birds.
As with the first album, all of the profits from the new release will support organizations in each region. One of them is Birds Caribbean. Its executive director, Lisa Sorensen, explains how the recording will not only help her efforts, but may also yield extended benefits.
Helping to develop sites in the Caribbean that need infrastructure. For example, there might be a beautiful place to go see birds, but there's no trail. There's no interpretive signage there to tell you about what you're seeing. So we're envisioning that funding from this project will help us advance building the supply and building the demand for sustainable bird and nature tourism.
That's project founder Robin Perkins' wish, too.
Yeah, hopefully people will come away from the album feeling inspired and feeling the need to listen again to the bird song around them and to do something to protect the natural spaces that we need to survive.
Proceeds from a guide to the bird song of Mexico, Central America, and the Caribbean will also benefit nonprofits in Costa Rica and Mexico. For NPR News, I'm Catalina Maria Johnson.